Did you ever think we were living in a country where vindictive politics would result in a former president being arrested and indicted and fingerprinted? I certainly didn't, but that is what we are looking at. The Manhattan DA's office is reportedly preparing this indictment of former President Donald Trump. Banana Republic, here we come. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. We are sponsored in part by Legacy Precious Metals. As you consider the chaos in these markets, as you consider this mass inflation, gosh, what was it? Dollar Tree even said they're not even going to sell eggs anymore because they're so expensive. You might want to think about diversifying your portfolio. Gold is one great way to do it. Go over to legacypminvestments.com today. You know, they actually have a whole new platform where you can buy gold direct from them online. You can buy silver as well. Silver's a little bit more affordable, and some people who are hoping for some upside there in silver look to silver as one way to play, so to speak, the precious metals markets. I personally don't really play it. I invest for the long term because my hope is that gold will help protect the purchasing power of my dollars in the future. So go check it out. You can open a brokerage account there at legacypminvestments.com today. Again, legacypminvestments.com, or call them at 1-866-589-0560. But wow, this is the kind of stuff that happens in these banana republics. And I don't mean to pick on Brazil. So if anyone's from Brazil, I apologize in advance. But let's face it, in Brazil, like, everyone goes to jail that's in the government. I mean, think about Lula. He went to jail. Of course, now he's president again. Go figure. Dilma Rousseff, didn't she go to jail as well? This is not the United States of America. I don't love the story. I don't even like to say the word Stormy Daniels, but they're alleging, of course, that he paid her off in this kind of hush-hush money scheme, and that therefore is illegal, and then he lied about it, and he maybe used campaign funds, et cetera, et cetera. This is Alvin Bragg who's alleging all this. He is the liberal prosecutor there, the DA in New York City, whose campaign actually was funded to the tune of $1 million by a liberal group called Color of Change Political Action Group, which actually is in part funded by George Soros. So there's a lot of blue money here behind this. And the Democrats wanted this, right? Like they haven't given up. They think that this motivates their base, but I got news for them. You know what this is going to do? This is actually going to help Donald Trump immensely, because no one wants to see a former president. I'm sorry. You know what? Like when I see the video of Joe Biden falling on the stairs of Air Force One, I don't like it. I actually cringe. I don't like Joe Biden's policies, as you well know. I don't think he's a very good president, but the last thing I want to see is him falling on the stairs over and over again. I don't like that because you know what? That to me reflects on our country. A lot of people feel the same way with what District Attorney Bragg is doing, trying to get some bragging rights, so to speak here, that he's the guy that can indict Donald Trump. But what are you really doing? See, the Democrats are not actually playing chess. This is a bad game of checkers and they're not thinking this through. I say this only in that I know what their motivation is. They want to make sure that he never, ever, ever, ever gets near the Oval Office again. But by doing this, they actually are going to have a boomerang effect where they may catapult the guy into the Oval Office. I mean, think about this. Who the heck are they going to run from the Democrat Party? I'm sorry, but Joe Biden has really proven his lack of worth as a president. Between the inflation, you heard me just talking about eggs, 6% inflation. We got a banking crisis underway. Who the heck knows what the Fed's going to do? By the way, the CEO of Key City Capital is coming up, Ty Lasseter. He's going to talk to us about what to expect from the Fed. They're, of course, meeting today and tomorrow. We have so many problems. The situation in Ukraine, the situation with China. Meanwhile, congressional investigations are turning up allegations that his family, Biden's family, was benefiting tremendously from China. So if there's financial kickbacks going on, those are things that do, in fact, need to be investigated. And this is all baggage that Joe Biden carries with him. I do not think that he is electable second time around. So who are they going to put forward? Kamala. I mean, my gosh, poor Kamala. Poor Kamala. I do not think she has all the intelligence that's needed though clearly we've seen before via Joe Biden that you don't need to be especially articulate or intelligent to be the president of the United States. But I don't think she has the likability either, which is important. You know, Joe Biden, while he's not my cup of tea and probably not yours, he doesn't quite grate on the nerves in the same way that Kamala Harris, with her ridiculous laugh, does. So there's a lot of incompetency there on her behalf, which also is reflected just in how she handles herself, the kind of word salad. I mean, I know Joe doesn't make any sense either, but Kamala Harris really has just refusing, frankly, to do her job, not even going down to the actual border to tackle the issues at hand, which are spiraling out of control. We're going to begin our border series tomorrow with Brandon Judd. He is president of the Border Council, and Marsha Blackburn also on this week. We're going to really dig in because that's the issue right now. We actually have real problems. Let's go back to New York City for a moment, where they're preparing possibly for some protests. One would hope these are going to be extremely peaceful protests. I would expect nothing less of Donald Trump's supporters to try and be as peaceful as possible. And I think there's some concern about that. You got to remember that the minute anything gets out of hand, that is a photo opportunity for the left. So it's really critical right now, I think, from a political perspective, that the GOP manage this situation well, in that they ride it all the way to the bank for the injustice that's really actually happening. I mean, already you see Ron DeSantis getting on board saying, look, this is political. It's wrong. I think everybody feels that way. We're like, oh, okay, wait, by the way, didn't you try this before? And you've tried it and you've tried it. Now we're going all the way back to a 2016 case because you want to be able to put the guy in handcuffs and fingerprint him. Hopefully they don't take that photo opportunity. Hopefully they manage this well enough so that it's not a big giant circus and spectacle. But again, if they do that, it is another check in the Donald Trump box. Don't forget, Americans feel very cut off from the elite system that seems to be governing everything. You got Silicon Valley Bank, which took crazy risks in their portfolio, and yet the government comes to bail them out. However, the little bank in Oklahoma, well, you can just forget about that. I mean, it's not clear right now as to whether the system is really there to support everyone or not. And a lot of folks are worried about this digital dollar, where Big Brother, the big government, is going to be watching every single thing that you spend. There's so much wrong with our country right now. And the fact that they're going to double down on going after Donald Trump, that's not going to sit well, or play in Peoria, as they say. In fact, if you look at the poll numbers, look at what happened during the FBI raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. They raided his property and they had all kinds of cameras there to do it. And you know what happened? The next day, he shot way up in the polls. Why? Because Americans, we appreciate fairness and we despise injustice, and we don't like it when the system is used for political reasons. Think about the corruption in the system when it's being used to target a politician, making us, as I said, no better than some two-bit banana republic that goes after every politician depending on who's in office. So it just swings back and forth. Is that really where we want to head? I don't think so. And everyday Americans don't think so. So anyone who was tired of Trump, who was sick of Trump, well, he's going to get a huge sympathy vote now. And the Democrats have none other than Mr. Alan Bragg to thank for that. So job well done, buddy. Job well done. It's looking like it's risk back on, meanwhile, in the stock market. Investors are preparing for what they think might be like a big fat zero from the Federal Reserve. So if the Fed can't raise rates, it means more inflation, which means, oh, you get to bid up asset prices again. And so everybody's kind of preparing for this. I think it just is going to postpone the inevitable. I mean, you cannot live in a world where every big company, every big head honcho just keeps getting bailed out. But considering that they all are getting bailouts, I guess the question you might ask is whether or not you are. Right? I mean, if you did the tough thing during COVID, if you paid your people, if you kept your business open and you pulled it through the pandemic, the good news is that you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are actually available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. The program, well, like any big government bureaucratic program, it's kind of complicated, but nobody knows it better than the CPAs and tax experts over at covidtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. They share a percentage of the cash that they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits, including churches, they can all qualify, including those that took out PPP loans. And even if you had increases in sales, you can qualify. So if you did the tough thing, if you pulled your business through and you kept your employees during COVID, go to covidtaxrelief.org. Let them help you. Let them help you try to recover up to $26,000 per employee. See if you qualify. Go visit covidtaxrelief.org today. Again, it's covidtaxrelief.org, covidtaxrelief.org. You know, the economic picture is still looking pretty miserable. We got word today that Amazon is laying off 9,000 more workers. This is in addition to earlier cuts. We had word of massive layoffs, of course, about 10,000 at Facebook. And now Disney is laying off 4,000 people. Disney managers have been told to identify the 4,000 people that they want to cut. So it's getting kind of ugly out there. Clearly, a lot of people are preparing for a more challenging economy, but you wouldn't know it by looking at the stock market today. We've got the big FOMC meeting this week and lots of speculation about what the Fed is going to do or what it may not do. Joining me right now with insight, one of our great show sponsors, Ty Lassiter from Key City Capital, CEO of Key City Capital. Good to see you, Ty.
Always good to see you, Trish.
Wow. All right. So I'm looking at the market. Do investors actually think that the Fed might not do anything?
Well, I think that's heavy speculation that they're not going to do anything. So I think what we're going to end up seeing is just a number of continued slow increases. Inflation is inflation, and, you know, 6% is high, but I think 2% is too low given where we are with jobs right now. We've got a strong jobs market, and I think—
So you think they're like way too aspirational? Like, forget the 2%. Like, it's just not going to happen, maybe in another decade. Would you shoot for, 3 or 4?
I think low threes. I think low threes is reasonable.
If they do nothing, and we'll see if that's in fact the case because they're so freaked out over this whole banking crisis, then you're probably still going to be looking, I think, at upwards of 6% for the foreseeable future. So maybe it is a matter of like just readjusting one's expectations in light of all this. The Fed is, if they don't move, is going to make some investors really, really, really happy, right? Because it's like risk on, game on. The sugar high continues. I guess, Ty, I just wonder, like, how long can that really be sustained? Like, is it real or is it just an artificial sugar high that's going to come back to bite us in a big way?
I definitely think it's going to come back to bite us. And I think what's going to happen is at some point they're going to have to make a big move. Mm-hmm. And the minute they do, it's going to create mass waves throughout the market, I think.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me turn to your business for a little bit because you invest in real estate. Key City Capital is, as I describe it, I mean, you're better off describing your business than me, but it's sort of like a private equity vehicle for people who want to invest in real estate, don't want to have to actually do it themselves. I told you my story about my home on Lake Winnipesaukee with the 13 broken pipes. I'm like, yeah, this is not for me. I can't be a, you know, little mini real estate tycoon. So this is a way for people to say, put their capital to work and have a management company, the company that's running the whole aspect of this. And this is what you guys do with all these thousands of rental units. What happens if the Fed continues leaving rates unchanged? And I'm just wondering how you navigate that space.
Yeah, it does. I think you bring up a really interesting point in that when I started out, we were really small using our own capital. And what you find is scale equals leverage. And really, you need to have 500 to 1,000 units in an individual portfolio in order to have scale enough to have a outsourced property management company even look at you seriously. You know, yeah, you can outsource 20 individual units. You know, we have a lot of investors that built their own portfolio. They had 20 units, and then they find out that they were the lowest priority of their property management company and they never got anything accomplished. And so they end up investing with us and we outperform their individual investments, but that's because we have nearly 5,000 units. And so we have a full-fledged team focusing on every aspect of the business. And what you see though, in a market like what we're facing is it may not necessarily be the time to sell to hit top market value. But this is exactly why I got into cash flowing rental real estate. If you're playing the market and trying to flip a house and sell a house or sell a property, and the market does what it's doing today, you're not going to get top market value because an investor looking to buy doesn't want to come in at an 8% interest. And what we're doing, well, we are still buying, but we're doing a bunch of assumptions. So we buy an asset and we leave the debt in place that the previous owner has. And so we're still acquiring at 3% interest.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah, but if you have the opportunity to do that.
Willing to pay more for rent now, though, so you see a change in the tenant base.
Yeah, it's a very interesting business and a very interesting business model. I, again, with my little house on Lake Winnipesaukee that we fully intended to spend time at, but you know, when the third kid came, it was a little hard to get to and from Lake Winnipesaukee from New York City, and we wound up renting it out, and it was just a headache. And you realize that is a profession unto itself. And if you really actually want to do that and make that kind of monthly income off of a property, you do have to have that scale. It's really important. Then the other thing is you don't want to sell it. I'll just quickly mention to the viewers that I sold that at probably, I don't know, like a $50,000 loss after holding it for 8 years. I was ready to give it to someone at the end because I was like, you know, I can't deal with these broken pipes anymore. But today, like 10 years after the fact, it's worth three times what I sold it for. So it's also just a matter of, do you have the patience? Do you really, you know, because if you hold on to these assets and if you don't look at them and you say it goes up and down and I don't care as long as I am getting my value every month out of it, the rents every month, the cash flow every month, then that's what makes sense.
You buy real estate and hold. I think that's exactly what you do. You have to buy real estate and hold. And typically, you know, over a 5-year period, I plan to double my money in our real estate holdings every 5 to 7 years. Wow. But you've got to be able to afford to hold the real estate for that long. And so cash flow can do that. Obviously, you're going to run into problems. Market can go up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. You know, broken pipes, you name it. You're gonna run into problems. So you've got to be able to hold course and see the end goal and commit to the end goal and you'll be okay.
Yeah, no, that makes all the sense in the world. And at the time, I really didn't want to be a property manager. I wanted to do other things with my spare time.
Exactly. You're really good at what you do.
Hey, if someone is interested in investing with you guys and being part of this real estate portfolio, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, it's easy. KeyCityCapital.com/Trish.
Aha.
KeyCityCapital.com/TRISH.
All right. And they can call you as well. Go check it out. KeyCityCapital.com/Trish. Call Ty and his team. See if it makes sense for you. Worth looking at everything these days. I'm all about diversification. Ty Lassiter, CEO of Key City Capital. Thank you so much for your time today. We'll see what this Fed does.
Thank you, Trish.
My thanks to Ty Lassiter, Key City Capital, keycitycapital.com/Trish. Turning to some of the international news, China and Russia teaming up. Xi Jinping over there hanging out with Vladimir Putin, seeing if somehow they can put some kind of peace deal together, right? Good luck on that. Look, I think it's really important that none of us be fooled by any of this. One of the reasons we opened China up way back when, one of the reasons Nixon was in China way back when was why? Because we wanted to prevent any kind of partnership between Russia and China. That was considered pretty threatening in the Cold War days. So the thinking was, hey, let's go over to China, let's befriend them, let's teach them capitalism so that they can recognize the benefits of that. And, you know, everything will be just perfect and we'll all, you know, drive off into the sunset. Well, we taught them capitalism. They kept their communist approach. So it's this totalitarian capitalist-like system. And they've taken sort of the benefits of capitalism, but they have not married it together with real freedom. So in my estimation, they're not fully a capitalist system because a real capitalist system doesn't have the government picking the winners and losers. Nonetheless, there was a reason we did this, right? There was a method to the madness. And the alarming thing now is that we're now right back where we started. Now we're worried about China and Russia teaming up again. And that's awfully concerning. There is an effort underway, I think, on their part to ensure that the U.S. is no longer the world's reserve currency. You heard my show just the other day. I was speaking with Gordon Chang about what China fears the most, and it may be that we inflate our way out of debt. I don't think we're intentionally doing that on the inflation, by the way. I mean, I wish there was some intent behind some things that we do. We have a, you know, a year-long plan, a six-month plan, a two-year plan, maybe a four-year plan at most, whereas China has that 100-year plan. So there's not necessarily a plan in place, but what you're witnessing with all this inflation is effectively, yeah, that China's bonds that they hold, their U.S. Treasury debt, is going to be worth less and less and less. So they're looking for some alternative system. They don't want the dollar to be the gold standard anymore. They want something different. And so this partnership is part of that. We need to be very thoughtful and very forceful about this. We have a lot of economic things that we can and that we should do. And yet Biden is not putting any of this into place. Now, some politicians would say, well, maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe it's because, you know, he's got a few too many ties. He had a few too many ties in Ukraine with his son getting $600,000 a year to be on the board of Burisma, despite having no experience in the energy industry. His son also had some pretty strong ties and other members of the family with some Chinese companies. I don't know about any of that. I do think it should be investigated because it's peculiar how much money the family has seemingly made with Joe not really having any kind of means to support himself in that lifestyle other than a book that he did. So I think there are questions, but right now we need to be more forceful with China so that we stay. This is important. We need to stay as the hegemonic power in the world in that we need to be the financial engine of the world. That's critical. Just for fun, Taylor Swift. What happened? I used to love her. Taylor Swift just embodied Americana in some ways, right? You think back to her early albums. I remember hearing them. One of my friends when I used to work at CNBC and anchor over there was like really into country music. And he said, you got to hear this girl. Like, she's amazing. She's just a kid. She's incredible. And she writes her own stuff and she plays the guitar. And it was awesome. I can remember listening. We were driving up to New Hampshire from New York City. So we had a long drive and I'm listening to this young woman and she was just fantastic. And she really kind of represented this wholesome, great, inspirational image for young women. Now, fast forward to her tour and that's kind of gone. I don't know what happened. I mean, she hit 30 and it just, what happened? I mean, I get everybody grows up, but the authenticity that was there, even in terms of her voice, her style, it's not what it was. Now, granted, I understand people want to change and they want to stay current, but if you even listen to the current album, it's filled with swears. Why? Like, why does she have to do that? I guess there's a need for attention. She's on tour now saying, you know, she really is an expert or really just likes to make men apologize. It's kind of like this weird S&M thing she's got going on. Why? Like, you're talented. You're great. Young women love you and you can continue that and be an inspiration to people. I don't see why we have to like just go down in the gutter and be like everyone else. Why not be different? Anyway, she's, you know, trying to publicize her tour and all that good stuff. She's getting a little publicity from Elon Musk because Elon Musk has started sort of interacting with her on Twitter. And he said some kind of, well, sort of strange things because, well, he's Elon Musk. And the Swifties are really mad. They're like, stay away from Taylor because they think that maybe he sort of likes her. Somebody was saying, you know, if you were to criticize her, if you were to disagree with her, the internet may just cancel you. And so he replied, quote, her limbic resonance skill is exceptional. So people are going, what is he talking about? Her limbic resonance skill is exceptional. Well, limbic resonance is actually the notion of a person's capability or capacity for sharing deep emotional states based on the brain's limbic system. And let's face it, Taylor Swift does do a whole lot of sharing. Although, interestingly, apparently not with her current boyfriend that she's had for a while. Like, she hasn't written any songs about him. But she has been very prolific, shall we say, in her sharing. The other one that he responded to was actually a tweet from Taylor Swift's official account. Maybe he's trying to get her to tweet more, right? As opposed to just having the press people do it. Anyway, there were like four images of her on stage, and he replied with a cigarette emoji, implying that she is smoking. She's smoking hot. Anyway, the Swifties got all after him for that and told him he should go to horny jail. You stay away from her, one of them wrote. Elon Musk better leave Taylor Swift alone. All right, well, there's a new study that just came out on happiness. And the countries that are most happy, obviously Ukraine's not really up there on the list, nor is Afghanistan. But you know who got number one? Finland. The Finnish people are like super happy. I'm glad for Finland. There's another study. I'm doing a happiness thing here because there's another study that came out. I think I told you about this the other day on marriage. And people that are married tend to be happier. Well, I can also tell you this. People who have dogs, we tend to be happier as well. You know, how can I not smile when I see this cute little guy? When I come home and I see this little smiling face, and you know he's got a terrific smiling little face, when I see him, I can't not help but smile. And he loves me no matter what. No matter what. Like that unconditional love, there's something super special about that. That's why I say everybody should have a dog. This little guy, he goes with me a lot of places. He was running errands with me the other day. I just put him right in my purse. I love him. His name is Fluffy. And because he's so wonderful to me, and so incredible to me, I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can for him. So part of that is making sure he has the right diet, the right nutrients to live a long, healthy, happy life. And it's why I've teamed up with Dr. Dennis Black. He's a naturopathic doctor who cares passionately about dogs' health, as do I. He's created something called Rough Greens that's a supplement that I just put on top of Fluffy's food every night. I just sprinkle a little bit on top. He loves it. He just gobbles the stuff up. I feel great. I know he's getting all the nutrients he needs. And it's so critical for his diet that he gets this. Well, you can get a free jumpstart trial of Rough Greens as well. All you have to do is go to roughgreens.com/Trish, sign up, just cover the shipping costs. It'll come to your house in a couple of business days, and you see how your dog responds. I know they're going to love it. Fluffy certainly does. And let me know. Leave a comment. I always love to see, by the way, dog pictures. So make sure you send me one on Facebook or on my YouTube channel. Make sure if you have not, there we go again. I forgot to tell you to subscribe. So make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you subscribe to the full audio podcast. We have quite a week in front of us. Really shameful what's going on politically in this country right now. There's no excuse for it. I'm just disgusted by all of it, as I imagine so many Americans will be, half the country. So lots going on. We're going to continue the discussion. I have a week-long border series. We're going to dig into the real issues that matter. Forget the circus for just a minute, okay? Because we actually have real problems in America. So join me for that, and I'll see you tomorrow.